you know, we got to get Trump in, and then we got to get guys like that in. And we're sitting here looking at that window of opportunity that could close if we don't have victories in this election. Now, we talked about this yesterday with the open border in San Antonio. The San Antonio police have now come out with a press conference talking about the gang activity. Shocking stuff here about Tren de Aragua in San Antonio in clip 24.
SAPD, we've received several complaints from an apartment complex in the 300 block of Sahara Drive about multiple narcotics violations, human trafficking, and threats to apartment personnel. So early this morning, the task force, including members of SAPD, Covert Unit, the Human Exploitation Unit, the Texas Anti-Gang Unit, members of Texas Department of Public Safety, and the FBI, U.S. Border Patrol, and Homeland Security began an operation at this apartment. We had information that members of the transnational gang, Tren de Aragua, were in control of the area and committing various crimes. SAPD officers and DPS troopers cleared nearly 300 vacant apartments at the complex this morning. The task force processing over 20 individuals that we arrested. We've confirmed that 4 TDA members are in custody. Tren de Aragua members are in custody. 1 TDA member is a confirmed enforcer for that gang. Currently, there's 19 individuals arrested with 15 detainers. HSI Homeland Security and the Emergency Removal Operations have taken custody of the 4 confirmed TDA members. There were individuals with confirmed warrants. Multiple individuals had already had removal orders through HSI. The San Antonio Police Department, in partnership with our state and federal partners, we assure the community and members of the public that we are committed to their safety and we are on top of this TDA issue.
Okay, so this is happening across the nation, Colorado, Texas, New York, Chicago. This is going on everywhere now. And, of course, this shouldn't be happening at all. This should be 0% international crime gangs coming in and basically setting up shop in the United States in multiple states, and now it's going on. So this is probably going to become a trend, and I guess the police are being forced to take this seriously and take action. This shouldn't be a single person. Every single one of these criminal gang members has come in under the Biden-Harris administration. Every single one of these criminal gang members is coming in and taking advantage of the policies because of the Biden-Harris administration. I mean, this should be completely intolerable. It should be intolerable. And yet here we are. So, yeah, there'll probably be more press conferences. There'll be more arrests. There'll be multiple states. Who knows? And then when Trump gets in, there'll probably be a big nationwide crackdown. And there'll be some form of a nationwide approach to removing these gang members and deporting these individuals, putting them in prison. This should be completely and entirely unacceptable. The American people should be outraged that the Biden-Harris administration would do this to us and open our borders. What is wrong with them? What is wrong with them? And what is wrong with the Democrat voter that pretends like this isn't going on and this isn't an issue? Something is deeply disturbed in them. Then you have this in Florida with the great Grady Judd, Sheriff Judd. Disney employee among 157 nabbed in Polk County human trafficking bust. Here he is talking about that.
Kidnapping, robbery, and then a sundry of other charges. So there were some very bad people that we arrested. Now, for just a moment, I want to focus on what I think is a huge concern. And that huge concern is those that came here illegally. So I'm going to roll out a couple of things for you. First, I want you to see this chart. 25 illegal immigrants were arrested in this operation. They were from Venezuela, Cuba, Colombia, Guatemala, Honduras, and Mexico. 16% of these total arrests were people who should not even have been in this country, but they were here. And they were here because we have a federal government that enabled these criminals to come into the country and then treated them very well after the criminals came here illegally. So let me share a story with you, and then I'm going to read a quote for you and then let you see a video. The prostitutes that came here, several of them had to pay off a coyote debt. Some of them said, hey, we did it for because it was easy money. Others said, well,
look, we've got to take this country back. We've got to take it back from the criminal class, the political criminal class, the actual gang criminal class, the media mafia, the deep state, the military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex. We have no choice. We have to take this country back, folks. We've got to do it. This is just, it's completely unacceptable. And the goal here is pretty clear. Path of least resistance. I want to take this country back with my First Amendment rights. I want to take my country back through the democratic process. Yes, I want to elect leaders that care about this country and will help us take it back, reform it, and save it. And there's one of them right there, Elon Musk. He gets it. I don't agree with everything he does. I don't agree with everything he says. Doesn't matter. He understands the future is at stake for the country, for the world, if we don't save America and take this country back from the criminal parasite class. We got more news. Let's flip up Elon Musk for a second here before we take our break, the halfway point of the InfoWars War Room. Musk is live in Pennsylvania kicking off his tour.
So I'm holding my phone since we're doing sort of a live spaces as well as a video cast. So I'm holding my phone for that reason. If you see me holding, why is he holding his phone? We're doing a live X spaces at the same time as a video stream. So I'll be able to take some questions from as many questions as possible from the audience and as well from people online. But as you can see, I'm obviously here in person. This is me, not a clone of me.
It's a clone.
And the reason I'm here in person is because Pennsylvania is so important to the future of the world. So, you know, you show what matters by your actions, not your words. And my actions are: I'm here. I'm in Pennsylvania. And I'm here for a very important reason, which is I can't emphasize enough that Pennsylvania is, I think, the linchpin in this election, and this election I think is going to decide the fate of America.
I gotta say, I love the classic giant American flag background. I'm kind of jealous. I think I'm going to change my background now. Yep. Yep, I want the American flag background behind me now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at the AlexJonesStore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at the AlexJonesStore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at the AlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact.